Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Fiscal Year 2013 Results Conference Call. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Presca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato. Please go ahead, sir.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti alla conference call della presentazione di risultati Geox 2013. Il 2013, come preannunciato, è stato per Geox un anno di grande cambiamento, per il rinnovamento della squadra manageriale, la definizione del piano strategico 2014-2016 presentato lo scorso novembre. Tale piano, partendo da una riduzione della complessità aziendale, dal controllo dei costi e dal ritorno a una focalizzazione sul DNA tecnologico di Geox, punta sul prodotto per mantenere le posizioni di leadership in Europa e per sviluppare nuovi mercati nel nord-est Europa. Inoltre Geox intende aumentare la propria presenza con una rapida espansione verso i paesi come Cina, Hong Kong e in generale l'estremo oriente. Progetti chiari e ben individuati, il cui comune denominatore è la focalizzazione sul comfort, sulla traspirazione, su un design aggiornato, contemporaneo e su prodotti che rappresentano il core business di Geox e che hanno determinato il successo dell'azienda. Il 2013, come già annunciato, è stato caratterizzato dalla difficile congiuntura in alcuni dei più importanti mercati di riferimento per il gruppo, come l'Europa mediterranea, dalla debolezza del canale multimarca, nonché da una concentrazione del canale monomarca in franchising, principalmente dovuta alle chiusure di negozi non performanti. Tuttavia, le azioni intraprese dell'azienda cominciano a produrre i primi proficui risultati. Mi riferisco in particolare al trend progressivo miglioramento delle vendite dei negozi diretti, con un fatturato comparabile in crescita del 5% nel quarto trimestre del 2013 e che continua a mostrare delle buone performance registrate anche nelle prime settimane del 2014. Questa positiva risposta del consumatore mi rende fiducioso che la strategia intrapresa sia corretta e che la capacità di execution del nuovo team manageriale sia in linea con le attese e con gli obiettivi del business plan.
2013 was a year of considerable change for Geox, with the introduction of a new management team and the definition of the 2014-2016 strategic plan, which was presented to the financial communities last November. This plan, starting with a reduction in corporate complexity, tighter cost control, and a return to a focus on Geox technological DNA, concentrates on the product to maintain our leadership positions in Europe and to develop new markets in Eastern and Northern Europe. In addition, Geox intends to increase its presence through rapid expansion in countries such as China, Hong Kong, and the Far East in general. Clear and well-identified projects whose common denominator is the focus on comfort, breathability, and updated contemporary design, and the products that represent Geox's core business and which generated the company's success. As announced in previous press releases, the main feature of 2013 was the difficult economic situation in some of the most important markets for the group, namely Mediterranean Europe, the resulting weakness of the multi-brand channel and a decline in the mono-brand franchise channel, mainly due to the closures of stores that were underperforming. However, the various steps taken by the company are beginning to produce the first positive results. I refer in particular to the steady improvement in sales by direct stores, with comparable sales up 5% in the fourth quarter of 2013, a trend that is continuing to show good performances also in the first few weeks of 2014. This positive response on the part of consumers makes me confident that the strategy we have chosen is the right one, and that the new management team's implementation ability is in line with expectations and with the objectives of the business plan.
Good morning and good afternoon to everyone, and thank you very much for attending the Fiscal Year 2013 Results Conference. This is Giorgio Preisca speaking. Let me briefly highlight the fact that the JERX Group Fiscal Year 2013 results are absolutely in line with the expectation provided last November, and that we are confident to deliver what presented in our business plan during our November presentation. Starting from page one, 2013 sales are down 6.6% to 754 million, in line with our guidance. The decline is mainly due to the continued challenging situation for the retail industry in many of our European markets, particularly Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Greece, and the decrease in the monobrand franchise channel, mainly due to two aspects: the closure of underperforming stores as described in our business plan and the negative like-for-like of 7.6%. The full year 2013 like-for-like sales of the directly operated store channel is still down 3%. Anyhow, slightly better than our guidance. However, the performance of our DOS continued to improve throughout the year. What do I mean with that? While the first half of 2013 like-for-like was negative to -7.6, and this was the same performance we were recording in the franchise channel, the fall-winter season was up 3%, compared with the -8% of the franchise. And the fourth quarter was very solid, up +5% and positive in every single country, compared with the -6.6 of the franchise channel. This solid trend is confirmed by the like-for-like performance on the first 9 weeks of 2014 that shows a high teens like-for-like growth. The EBITDA adjusted, excluding the non-recurring items, which amount to 14.1 million, was 24.7 million, 3.3% on sales. EBIT adjusted, excluding the non-recurring items and asset impairment of 4.7 million, was negative to around 16 million. Net result was -29.7, -4% on sales, in line with the guidance. The net financial position is negative at 28.2 million. During 2013, the group continued to implement the rationalization of the distribution network with relocation of stores in order to achieve better performance and create a solid retail base. We had 215 new openings, being the first or the second record year for JERX since the beginning in terms of number of openings, and 128 closures. As of December 2013, the total number of JERX shops was 1299 with 87 net openings. If you move to page two, you can find the 2013 sales breakdown by channel, which you probably remember having been a part of the assumption where we started from in presenting our business plan. 2013 is down wholesale, is down 17% due to a weak performance of Italy and Europe, in particular Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Holland. As you remember, we had to react. In our business plan, one of the key drivers of our strategy and of our reorganization is aimed to the specialization of our sales organization, of our service level, and of our time-to-market strategy to properly serve this important channel. As a direct consequence, we can say today that the anticipated for winter 14 pre-booking campaign is going in line with our plan expectation. The same date analysis underline a much quicker order intake, basically the double of last year at the same date. If you look into the directly operated store channel, we grew 22.5%, 51 million. And this is mostly related to a space effect as a consequence of 90 new net openings and 60 conversions from franchisees to DOS. As I told you before, the like-for-like performance is minus 3, equal to minus 2 million. But as our president outlined at the beginning, we start to see the impact of the actions introduced during our brand plan presentation. In particular, I refer to the anticipated deliveries compared to the past. Our service level has been growing meaningfully. Weekly merchandise flows, an increase in the product pressure at floor level, the automatic replenishment system, the in-season management, and in particular, the store zoning. The first tangible results are in our directly operated channel, where we tested and operated a new approach from October on. And you will appreciate that the full winter season of DOS was up 3%, but the fourth quarter in particular was very solid to plus 5%, positive in all areas, Italy, Europe, and of course all the APAC and the rest of the world. As you can appreciate, the difference of Q4 like-for-like performance between the franchising chain, that is minus 7%, and our DOS chain, that is plus 5%, clearly shows that the way in which we operate our directly operated stores is driving results. We are now rolling out the same retail strategy, testing during October, November, December, January, and February, on all our DOS network, as well as to our franchisee partners. Regarding the zoning, you can remember that during the Investor Day last November, we published the results of the test of 50 stores with the new zoning concept from late October 2013. The results were encouraging, but it was too early to define solid learning out of the test. Today, we can record improved results on the same panel of store by year end and during the first 9 weeks of 2014. The increase in sales and traffic compared with the non-participating store to this test is solid and over 10% in every country and in every store. We are now in the rollout phase to over 500 stores. The store refitting process will be done by May 2014 with a pretty low capex involved, around 4 million, more or less 8,000 euro per store. If we look at the current trading of our DOS, I can say that the performance during the first 9 weeks of 2014 has been very solid, up high teens, thanks to a solid double-digit performance in every area, Italy, Europe, North America, and the APAC. The sales equation is explained by a double-digit increase in traffic, stable retail KPIs as conversion rate, average selling price, and UPT. The sales period were very strong in every geography. The result should also be seen in light of an easing comparison base, as in the same period last year, we were very prudent in terms of markdown policy. This year, we had a slightly higher markdown, but this policy is working margin dollar-wise, as the comps margin is positive in a very meaningful way. The other part is that the early spring-summer 14 performance is in line with our business plan expectation, confirming the validity of early deliveries as well as the good acceptance of our new lines. Franchising is down 20.7%, of which 13.1% is due to a mere space effect, as 67 new openings have been more than offset by the closure of 101 non-performing shops and the 60 conversion to DOS. The negative like-for-like of minus 7.6 is consistent even in the Q4. Please turn to page 3, where we have the sales breakdown by product. Footwear is down 5.1%. Apparel is down 15.6%, and this is partly due to the group decision to reduce the product placed in the retail network, both DOS as well as franchising, in order to focus on shoes and outerwear, as explained. In particular, the strategy outlined in our business plan is the focus on core and profitable products. For this reason, during 2013 restructuring plan, kids, apparel, and adult total look business units have been closed. Please turn to page 4. If we go to the sales by region, Italy is down 16%. affected by a poor performance of the wholesale channel and by the impact of the like-for-like, in particular, of course, on the franchising network. What we did there, Italy sales organization has been completely restructured by end of 2013 and is already showing meaningful progresses during the fall-winter 14 pre-booking campaign. Europe is down 3.8% with differences by country. The scenario 2013 was particularly difficult in Spain and Portugal, while France, Switzerland, and the UK were positive. North America is up at constant Forex. Raw performance is up 10%. But here we have to really divide in two. Greece and the Balkans are still under pressure, while China, Hong Kong, and the rest of Asia are delivering very positive growth rates. In particular, the APAC region, which represents 7% of 2013 total net sales, reported a 32% growth. As of today, the APAC region already delivered their 2014 wholesale business plan. As you know, Geox decided to have a direct presence in some cities of China, Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, Macau, and Hong Kong, while the rest of Asia is managed through distributors. Our development in Hong Kong, Macau, and China is accelerating. As of the end of December, we operated directly 64 stores in China, 17 stores in Hong Kong, and 2 in Macau. Just to give you also an update regarding our new distributor reaching in China, that is committed to the opening of around 400 doors over the 5-year contract, they have already opened 110 points of sales as of December. 25 included in the number of Geox shop franchising, and 85 are shop-in-shop included in the wholesale channel. If you turn to page 5, you can find the retail network chart. During 2013, the group recorded 215 openings and 128 closures, as already mentioned. Our net openings were 33 in Italy, 11 in Europe, mainly in France and the Benelux, 43 in the rest of the world, mainly in China, where we opened 45 stores. For 2014, the target of the business plan is 28 net openings, which means 96 new openings and 68 closures. Right now, we are in line with closures, while we have already secured around 50% of the expected openings. As you know, we have a strict policy regarding the new openings. And regarding the franchise channel in particular, we are, of course, working in a parallel way. On one side, to see the execution of the same policy and strategies we've been using for our directly operated channel in the franchise network, to see the like-for-like growing as expected, as well as finding the new openings. Thank you for your attention. Now I hand over to Geox CFO, Livio Libralesso, for all the financials.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Let's go now to page 7 to comment income statement. Consolidated sales at 744 million, down 6.6% on last year, as already commented, and in line with the guidance published as of November. Gross profit was equal to 351 million, 46.6% of sales, compared with 48.1%. So there is a decrease of 145 basis points. The decrease in gross margin reflects two different matters. On one side, the fact that the impact of higher cost of goods sold, raw material and labor costs, and challenging Forex, especially in the fall winter season, have more than offset the positive channel mix effect and some selected increases in prices. On the other side, the like-for-like of the franchisee has been weak, and consequently, according to the new agreement, we granted to them more support in terms of profitability. Selling and distribution was 6.2%, with an increase of about 80 basis points, related to the higher transportation costs due to the increased percentage of in-season replenishment in our DOS and the franchising network. G&A were 282 million, 37.4% of sales, compared to 31.2%. If we look to the main components of the G&A, the increase of 30 million is totally due to the operating costs of the new DOS opened during the year and to the conversion to directly operated stores of 60 shops previously managed in franchising by some independent agents following the termination decided by Geox of the commercial partnership. All the other core G&A expenses were substantially in line with last year, and this means that we keep maintaining a strict control or reduction at the headquarters in order to finance the new projects in Asia. Advertising and promotion was 38.8 million, 5.1% on sale, compared with 5.7%. EBIT adjusted before special item is equal to a loss of 2%, close to 16 million. Let's go to special item and asset impairment. Special item amounts to 14.1 million, out of which 6.6 million refers in particular to the streamline of the organization, headcounts at the headquarters and in the subsidiaries, reorganization of the sales force, and the cost of the strategic review. The additional 7.5 million deals with store closed and to be closed in line with the business plan presented in November. In addition, there is an asset impairment of 4.7 million regarding shops in Italy, U.S., Germany, and Austria. Net result was negative, as announced, at 29.7 million, 3.9% of sales. EBITDA adjusted before special items was 24.7 million, or 3.3% of sales. Page 8, the balance sheet. The topics to be analyzed are the following: working capital and the net debt position of 28 million. So please go to the following page to explain the working capital performance. The operating working capital as a percentage on sales increased from 23.8% to 28.3%. You can see the component. Inventories increased by 73 million. Let me explain immediately this number. There are three reasons. First, the major part of the increase, 53 million, relates to the group decision to anticipate the receiving of next season, Spring/Summer 2014, in order to improve the level of service provided to the market. So no issue on the business side, just a timing cash absorption. Second, the increased importance of the retail part of the business means more stock on hand for Geox in December and at the end of the sales period. All these accounts for additional 10 million. Last, the remaining 10 million is the excess of inventory due to the weak consumer environment and weather condition in Fall/Winter 2012 and Spring/Summer 2013. In order to properly manage this inventory, Geox has established a profitable outlet channel and an off-price channel, both online and offline, to sell franchisee returns and also our DOS unsold product at the end of the season. Just a focus regarding the outlet: 55 outlets, 50 million of turnover, a solid EBITDA profitability. So they make cash, and they also make profit. Receivable collection is performing, and accounts receivable are materially lower than last year, in line with the percentage reduction induced by the decrease in the third-party sales. Payables were higher than full year 12, 169 versus 162. So in 2014, the percentage of net working capital on sales is 28.3%. We consider this percentage a little bit inefficient. The level to be cash neutral is 26.5% in 2014. However, our medium-term target is 25. So we have to improve, especially inventory management. Page 10, the cash flow statement. The net result and the working capital dynamics mainly explain the cash flow. Funds from operation are 10 million, but Geox spent 40 million in the working capital to anticipate the receiving of Spring Summer 14, 40 million as CapEx, and 16 million as dividends. Consequently, there is a cash absorption of 76 million, and the net cash position turned from 58 positive to 18 negative, 28 million negative net of fair value adjustment of derivatives. Let me now hand over to Geox CEO Giorgio Presca for the 2014 outlook.
Thank you, Livio. The 2014 outlook is on track with our business plan. Our business plan, presented a few months ago, aims to focus our core brand DNA, focus on the core business, so everyday business and leisure shoes and outerwear, invest on core product innovation, simplify the business complexity to become a more effective and more cost-efficient operator, specialize the organization in terms of product and supply chain from design through factories to stores by gender and technology, and in terms of channel on the front line, building the retail specialization and the wholesale specialization from HQ to territory. Rationalize the network monobrand stores in Europe and the EMEA while expanding the monobrand network in the APAC. In particular, for 2014, we expect around 800 million sales, with the operating result returning to break-even. This result is subject to at least four events. First, gradual stabilization of the wholesale channel that for the whole year is expected to be flattish on last year. The assumptions are EMEA and North America will still show a weakness in the first half, which should be partially recovered in the second half. On this, we are recording some positive signs. We have a positive Spring-Summer 14 replenishment trend provoked by the earlier Spring-Summer 14 deliveries. We have an earlier Fall-Winter 14 pre-booking campaign, as I told you, plus 98% at the same date. And at this date, we can say the Fall-Winter 14 key accounts, agreements, and pre-bookings are pretty done and in line with our expectations. Of course, the area of risk are now related to the Russian area, where we have been experiencing a pretty meaningful increase in terms of sales, but that, of course, and we expect to be able to manage that properly, but is out of our control in terms of political implications. Asia already confirms the significant growth expected in the plan. The second factor is the growth in the DOS store channel, with about 20 new openings, net of closures, and a growth in comparable sales of existing stores. As of today, all is in line with expectation, as I said before. The third point is an improvement in the performance of the franchise channel, with some growth in comparable sales by rolling out to the franchise network the DOS system and learnings that will be done throughout May 2014, and the positive net balance between closures and new openings. And as I told you, we are around 50% of our target.
And last, a second half improvement in the gross margin due to a combination of pricing policies and limited promotional sales, as well as a reduction in product costs. We have, even here, clear positive signs in terms of a lower sales dilution and a gross margin increase as of pricing increase and cost reduction. With regard to the first half of 2013 only, sales are assumed to be stable. With an expected positive performance of the monobrand channel, we should offset the expected weaknesses of the wholesale channel. This change in the channel mix will result in a pressure on the first half EBIT compared with the same period last year. So as I said at the beginning, we are on track with our business plan. Thank you very much. We are now ready to take your question. Please, operator, can you open the Q&A session? Thank you.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Paul Swinon with Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thanks for taking the questions. Just wanted to be clear, you said the trend was 5% increase same-store sales in the fourth quarter and high teens everywhere thus far this spring and double-digit traffic. Is that correct?
Correct.
And could you just give us a little more color by country or geography? I know you say it's up all over, but we're looking for the potential for the rebound in Italy and the Mediterranean areas. I know the auto sales have been up, and there have been some other positive macro signs. Could you give us a little more color on the different geographies?
I can tell you that they are really up everywhere. Basically, Italy is outperforming the teens. France is in line. Germany is in line. Spain is above. Canada is in line. Austria is in line. UK is in line. Hong Kong is in line. Benelux is in line. China is in line. Japan is in line. I mean, honestly, the only area where we have some issues, as you know, because we defined that we are going to make a full project that will be presented during 2014 is the United States of America. Out of that, everything is absolutely in line with that.
Just a clarification. Week 1, week 9 means almost total sales period. So during the sales period, the like-for-like was high teens. Inside the sales period, we anticipate also the spring-summer collection. The sell-through as of today is 2%, so very early beginning, but also spring-summer 14 is showing high teens like-for-like positive. But it is just the early beginning of during the sales period.
Understood. And it's, of course, quite cold in the U.S. right now, so maybe a good time to not put the emphasis there. Question on the receivables. You went from about $146 million to $100 million. That's quite a reduction. Is that a sustainable level, or as the economy recovers, will you be offering more terms, or is it, in fact, just an effect of the DOS?
I think that the real positive indication from this reduction is that you have seen wholesale is down 17% in terms of sales, and franchising is down 20% in terms of sales. Consequently, we should expect also a reduction in the region of 18-20% in the receivables. We are reducing receivable more than 20%. It is close to 30%. It means that we started the process of recovering the extension, the payment terms we granted to the franchising system in for winter 12 and spring summer 13. It means that our new model to deal with the franchising is also performing in terms of working capital.
Okay, thank you. And then I appreciate your comments on the inventory. Is there a target turn rate that we should look for? I know you said you're still working through some of the the inventory from last year and the outlets, I think you said 10 million. Should that all be gone soon? And is there a target level or a target turn rate for 2014?
Yes, it will be sorted out during the first month of 2014. As we have said, our target is quite challenging. We would like to be back to 25% of working capital as percentage on sales. So we want, we would like that also the working capital produce cash in 2014 and 2015 due to the reduction as a percentage on sales.
Got it. Excellent. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody. My question is regarding your, let's say, early like-for-like performance and, let's say, spring-summer order intake. With your guidance for the first half sales, is the case that your DOS are performing, let's say, very well and your wholesale is not performing as expected? Or if you can elaborate a little bit on that. And if you can remind us how much Russia weighs on your total sales or how many DOS have you got there? Thank you.
Hi, Andrea.
Okay.
No, if you look into the dynamics of the first half, in reality, as it was presented, spring summer 14 was down compared to spring summer 13 in terms of pre-bookings, and we are right now experiencing a nice increase in reorders of spring summer 14. So this is the kind of effect that we can expect. Well, if you look into the like-for-like of the DOS channel, that has been benefiting, of course, of the full collection and the full delivery system. So we have been able to have a proper performance that is absolutely solid compared to our plan.
But if I may, Giorgio, you are saying that your like-for-like is high teens. You are guiding for sales flat year-on-year on the first semester. Is something else not much decreasing? Well, what's decreasing? Is the wholesale?
Let's say that, DOS and wholesale are in the safe part of the business. Franchising is showing, as of December, -8%. And you know that in our business plan, the guidance is a positive effect, a positive like-for-like close to 3-4%. Also, franchising is experiencing a positive like-for-like in the first 9 weeks, but as of today, there is still the gap between our positive result and the franchising result. So let's say that slightly positive sales for the first half are in the safe part of the business, given the fact that we have some concern regarding franchising, and this is the reason why franchising is the focus of first half 2014 to improve the performance of this chain.
Okay. And what about Russia?
Sorry,
I ask what's the size of your business in Russia, if you can remind us, which, if we understood correctly, is also performing also that business quite well.
Yes, let's say that we have some concern in Ukraine, as you know. Mm-hmm. Russia is mostly in franchising as of today. We recently had a takeover of 4 shops in Moscow because we want to open, let's say, a direct presence in Moscow to experience if our know-how to manage DOS is also working in Eastern Europe and especially in Russia.
On top of that, for winter 14 pre-bookings, we experienced a very meaningful increase on the online business, as well as on the multi-brand keychain in Russia.
So you are not worried on the business there. That's the conclusion.
Well, we are, in reality, it's 1% of our sales, Andrea. It is,
okay.
We don't start from levels that are really challenging. We shouldn't be affected by...
Okay, no, that's what I need to know. Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Paul Sweeney with Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking the follow-up. I just, on the prior analyst's question on Russia, yesterday we heard another large footwear company had costs denominated in euro or dollars in their rents in foreign countries such as Russia. In the stores you've taken over, have you denominated the rents in rubles?
No, you are right, U.S. dollars. Mainly, let's say, a couple of them are in rubles, but the most important Europeinski is U.S. dollar denominated and also Domo Devoski.
Okay, so,
yeah,
so therefore...
just for your reference, is to enter those kind of malls, there are 5 years of row, and they would never accept to regulate any kind of agreement, if not either euro or dollars.
Interesting. Thank you for that.
We've got a follow-up question from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Aleti. Please go ahead.
No, sorry if I insist. I'm trying to understand if the early signs that you are seeing in your DOS part of the business, if there is any element of comparison that we should be aware of from last year that explains such a performance, or if that is that entirely at your credit. So I'm wondering why, with such early signs, your let's say guidance for the sales of this year is relatively prudent or conservative, if you allow me this definition, unless, as you already mentioned in the presentation, you are kind of worried on wholesaling franchise.
Yes, Andrea. Okay. As I said before, last year we had a very conservative approach in terms of markdown policy during sales. And this has been resulting really in a big decrease in terms of sales during the same period that you are comparing to and we are comparing to. This year we've been marked down, we have been increased 1% of the markdown total, and we had a more than proportional increase in terms both of sales as well of absolute dollars, euros, sorry. The other factor that you should keep into consideration is that spring summer 13 throughout all of Europe was really critical due to the weather conditions that we are not experiencing today. If you want to go more in depth, the key point, the key area of concern in reality is that if you look into both our DOS, DOS, as well as franchise network, whatever, there is one area in specific that is suffering even for the economic condition, that is the south of Italy. Hopefully for our friends. So that is where we are now planning many actions in order to make all the rollout of the new DOS systems in that area. But of course, it's the one that is suffering the most.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Paola Carboni with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, everybody. I have four questions, actually. I try with all of them. The first one is on the multi-brand business, just to try to understand which kind of rebound would be necessary in the second half to match your expectations. So if you can share with us what the say actual trend of multi-brand revenues are you expecting, in particular for EMEA in H1. You said it's going to be negative, but let's say understanding the magnitude of this drop would help us to understand how much you should rebound in the second half and therefore the visibility of this bet. Secondly, my question is on the gap you are experiencing in the performance same-store sales of retail versus franchising. I would have expected this gap to reduce gradually considering the closure of non-performing stores, the fact that you have started already since last year to apply take the same retail approach also to your franchising partner. So I'm wondering what you should further need. So what do you think they are still lacking, let's say, to match your performance? And in case, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if possibly your retail performance has been helped by the strong trend of outlets or the increasing contribution of outlets, which I assume have had a better availability of goods and therefore have probably experienced a higher than average same-store sales compared to the rest of your retail network. The third question is on the trend that we should expect going forward for the selling and distribution cost, which let's say is on one side due to benefit from possibly economies of scale once your top line comes back to a positive trend, but also as far as we've seen in 2013, there might be a negative impact in terms of a growing cost for more and more replenishment. So if you can share with us what could be the net balance of these two dynamics going forward. And the very last question is on the first positive indications you have shared with us regarding the preliminary orders of fall-winter 2014. I'm simply wondering if I have understood correct, say these positive indications are for the time being mostly coming from your web accounts and key accounts rather than from your independent accounts. Am I correct? And if so, do you expect a similar trend also from the smaller accounts? Thank you very much. I hope I've been clear. Otherwise, I can explain better. Thank you.
Okay, so I put together your question and also I reply better to Andrea's question regarding first half. Split by channel. So I will be very precise in order to give you the necessary information to be confident on the business plan. You know, wholesale, we have to split between in EMEA and North America and Asia Pacific. Wholesale in the business plan 2014, full year, EMEA and North America is -4%. In order to achieve this, we have the first half already in our hand, and we can improve the performance only with the reorders. We expect to be negative, according to the initial orders we had, high single digit, low teens, 10%, let's say. In the second half, we need a 4% increase in the same region, and Giorgio will elaborate on this regarding the first impression, or better. We are at 85% of the order collection regarding fall winter, so Giorgio could be quite specific on this. Asia Pacific in the first half is up 20%.
on the second half, we need a 33% increase to catch the 27 for full year. As Giorgio said, the 23% increase is in our hand as of today regarding the initial pre-booking orders of wholesale. Franchising. First half, we expect to be slightly negative, low to mid-single. So we need, in the second half, quite an important increase due to the like-for-like, 4%, and also to the new openings we are struggling to achieve in order to improve the performance of the channel. DOS, at the and the like-for-like is 3-4%. DOS, as already mentioned, as of today, the like-for-like is overperforming the business plan, but we are just at the beginning of the spring-summer campaign. In terms of openings, 100% secured. Consequently, also DOS, as of today, is on the safe side.
Okay, let me elaborate on what Livio said. So talking about the for Winter 14, I can be enough confident to tell you that in reality, we are experiencing a different period of order collection between the key accounts and the normal account, and this is just normal. Key account is management-driven, usually is anticipated, while normal account usually, or independent account, have a different time frame. So if we go and look into the average order, we are absolutely in line with our targets, and we don't see any specific issue that shouldn't make us deliver the business plan. Regarding the gap between the DOS and the franchising, I'd just like to elaborate a little bit on that, because I want to be clear on this. In October, we rolled out the zoning concept and increased the number of items in order to increase the product pressure at floor level, integrating all the assortment in our DOS, not in our franchising. We are now rolling it out to the franchising. So this is the first thing that clearly explains the difference in terms of results between the DOS and the franchising. Mm-hmm. The second one is that a big part of the franchise network in Italy, in particular, is sitting in the south of Italy, where we do not have specific DOS distribution. So the key point on this is that the south of Italy is awfully is in a very difficult economic situation. We already defined an action plan. We are rolling it out. We are very confident in able to be able to revert even that trend. But, of course, it's the area that is more subject to the consumption base that is currently under pressure. If you, just to answer to your question, if the sellout was hurt by the outlet performance, not at all. We are talking about regular store to regular store. The outlet performance has been very good, but our numbers were referred to regular stores. So, no, it's not been helped by the outlet.
So, outlets are not included in the same store sales figure, basically, that you give us.
There are, this is everything, but the reality is that it's the same. It's not being outperforming. One channel is not being outperforming the other. So, in reality, it's not, not relevant at all.
Okay.
If we talk then, okay, but you already answered to the costing? No, okay.
Selling and distribution, for sure, if we will be able to increase the wholesale network, there will be also a positive leverage in the selling costs. We expect that the better service to the market due to the reorders and to increase the of, number of SKU replenished will drive to an increase in the transportation costs, However, in the 2014, but also in the rest of the period of the business plan, we assume that the percentage should slightly decrease. It will remain in the region of this 6%, but with a slight decrease in the selling and distribution costs due to the leverage induced by the increase in the wholesale channel.
Okay. Just a follow-up, if I may. Can you also share with us your marketing budget for the business plan period? And lastly, I would like to come back on your initial indication on wholesale growth in EMEA for H1 and H2. I got you have in your hands a minus 10% for H1, but I've heard you are you simply need plus 4% in H2. If so, I can't really understand why you simply need plus 4 to match minus 10, or did I got something wrong?
No, you are quite right. Let's say that minus 10 and plus 4,
mm-hmm.
in the average, if you do the math, it's minus 7. But due to the fact that there is a different weight in the two halves, we need just a plus 4 to reach a full year of minus 4. So I confirm the numbers I gave.
Okay, perfect. And for marketing budget, this is really the last one.
AMP is around 5% on the full business plan.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much to everybody.